This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you as live as it can be from Honolulu, Hawaii, overlooking Greater Oahu. The lead stories are, did you know Bitcoin is causing climate change? Twitter has decided to remove the like heart. Apple shut down a security flaw that allowed law enforcement a backdoor into your iPhone. 5G, is it going to be all that? And believe it or not, Black Friday. Costco's got the first flyer out or first information out about its Black Friday deals. That and more, folks. I want to welcome you to episode 1323 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, October 29th. The show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and viewers of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for getting tuned into the show. It's my pleasure to be with you tonight. If you're brand new to the podcast, it's real easy to get connected with us. And as a matter of fact, I'm trying to there we go. All you got to do is visit the website. Got to come over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, get subscribed to the show via Apple Podcast, on Android, via email, Google Podcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, standard RSS feed. And you have no idea what I'm talking about. Just click on the more subscribe options. That'll give you the details on how to subscribe to the show. Of course, you can always listen to the show right here at geeknewscentral.com. Don't worry. All the past episodes are there, so get hooked up with that. And while you're on the website, get signed up for the newsletter as well. The newsletter contains everything that I'm going to cover during the show today, with all the links to all the articles. So if you get signed up for that, you'll never miss anything that's happening with the podcast. So you're going to watch the show on the Apple TV via the Geek News Central listing on Apple. Of course, you can listen on blueberry.com. You can also listen on your smart home device by using the keyword to launch that device and say the words, play the podcast, Geek News Central. The show is live when we're live, which is most of the time. We're live at live.geeknewscentral.com. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, Twitch, and Mixer. So really, just about any place that live content's going on, you'll be able to join on and watch. Of course, we want you to join our chat room, too, at geeknews.chat. That's our Mastodon chat server or on Slack. And really, the Mastodon chat server is pretty cool. All you got to do is just come over, jump on, create an account, and you'll be connected with other Ohana members. Our Slack channel remains active as well, so you can join over there. So don't forget about that. Of course, you can follow me on Facebook. Drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com is one way, or follow me on Twitter @geeknews. So really, lots of ways to stay in contact and provide feedback on the show. Partner shows include, and these are all linked at geeknewscentral.com, the brand new GNC Week in Review done by Kirk. So that's at gncweekly.com. The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site, which covers pro gear news and information, progear.guru, the New Media Show at newmediashow.com with myself and Rob Greenlee, and of course, the podcast Legend Show. You can always pick up Ohana Gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. And we, of course, this show would not be possible without our good friends over at GoDaddy. And again, GoDaddy is the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. They have been with this show since June of 2005. So we want to encourage you to take some time to get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and check out all the deals, whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a 99-cent.com, whether it be if you're a business owner with a 1-month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. All my codes are on the website. They all start with CJC. Geek 30, CJC Geek 99 for 99-cent.coms, CJC GNC free for the GoDaddy website builder. And of course, the hosting accounts, really the best deal going. $1 a month for the first 12 months, including a free domain name. So again, economy hosting, $1 a month for the first year with a free domain name is just an incredible deal, along with $1 a month managed WordPress hosting. So it's another offer, again, for the first year. $12 get you going, again, includes a free domain. CJC Geek 1H or CJC Geek 1W. This is the codes you want to use at checkout at GoDaddy, or click on the link on the website to get you over there to get them locked in. Share my codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. So hear about someone talking about doing a website. These are the codes you share with those folks. Helping other folks get products and services at GoDaddy, being part of this Ohana is as good as writing the show a check. So you want to make sure that you support the show by promoting the codes with your friends and family members. And of course, if you need a product, if you need a domain name, or if you need a hosting account, if you want to pick up one of their extra services and use the 30% off a new product purchase, those are codes that you can take to the bank and save money. Of course, we want to thank our good friends over at GoDaddy for being an ongoing sponsor here at Geek News Central. Again, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy is the place to go to check out all those deals. If you're joining the show live, wherever you may be, make sure you say hello. Don't forget, we're at live.geeknewscentral.com. You can chat there. Of course, you can chat on Facebook as well. If you're in the Facebook group and you're hanging out, make sure you say hello in the chat room. We definitely want to hear from you. I do lean over there and take a peek. No malfunctions with the stream tonight. We'll keep our fingers crossed. The last show, I think we had a little bit of problem, but that's here and there. All right, so anyway, everyone, thanks for being here. And I do have a great lineup of stuff tonight, but I want to cover a couple of things that are in my, I guess, talking list of things going on. So we just wrapped up, of course, coming off a weekend, and it's Monday, and I feel like it's been the longest Monday ever. But one thing I just got finished, and matter of fact, I just got the bill, is that the entire back end that runs Geek News Central, the new media show, Pro Gear Guru, the Gadget Professor, all the sites have had a complete workover. The server's been worked over. I mean, it's fine-tuned. We did updates to Apache. The amount of stuff we did to this this server was pretty impressive. I think all told, with everything I did the first round and the second round, we've had about $1,300 worth of work done. And it really shows as we go look at Google PageSpeed insights, and then we start looking at the scores of all the pages. Long as the writers continue to follow the rules I've laid out for them on image sizes and all that stuff, I think that the site is as good a shape as it's been in many, many years. And I think you'll notice it when you load the website up. It just, boom, it's up and running. You know, we've achieved less than 2 second page loads and response time on the server. I mean, it's just a whole plethora of updates to basically work within the issues that we found affected us from the July update that Google did. And traffic to the website is on a very good, healthy mend line. So it's going to take us a while to completely climb out of the hole that we got into, but I'm assured that you know, we're going to be back up and hitting the numbers that we're supposed to be hitting as time goes on. And it's just one of those things that I need to stay ahead of now. So the team that worked on the site is a group that I've worked with before. The lead of that, his name is Vasily. He's out of the Ukraine. And he had done work for us for Tech Podcast years and years and years ago. But I'm very happy with where the site is, and dropping him. Sending a PayPal with the payment information probably tomorrow. But other than that, lots of work. I mean, a huge amount of work under the hood. Of course, Kirk launched a show, the GNC Week in Review at gncweekly.com. So had a short show to start off with. So, you know, I think he's going to get his land legs here and figure out exactly what it's going to do. So look forward to seeing how that goes. And I hope that you all will provide feedback to Kirk on his new podcast as well. What else going on here? You know, one thing that I'm very irritated with is that Google, I talked to you guys before about beacons, right? Bluetooth beacons. And Google is stopping the ability for beacons to send notifications to Chrome phones on December 6th, unless it's through an app. I've had huge success with beacons, carrying beacons and promoting the show and doing everything I've done with beacons over the years. But what I've got now is a resource that is essentially going to expire. And I've got a stack of beacons here that will probably never be utilized. So what I want to do is I want to open it up. If you want to carry a beacon for the show through December 6th, and we get a little bit of, I can get these out relatively quick to you and get them, drop them in the mail. And if you'll carry the beacon for the next month, it'll do nothing but help promote the show. And we'll take this thing out to when Google shuts it down. But here's the thing that is the impact on this. Very loud car just drove by. Did you guys hear that in the background? Is what they've done here is they've destroyed an entire industry. You're still going to be able to get notifications in apps, and everyone's trying to now to pivot to have these beacons notifications activated in their apps. But it's really the value and the ease of deployment is just going to be so much higher that for me, I don't see any real long-term utilization of it. Now, if someone has some sort of an idea, knowing that beacons can only be utilized now, if someone is in proximity using your app, that tells you how much of a limit there is now. I think that I don't really know of any other way to promote. And even these things have been fantastic over the year. Last couple of years, because I've taken to CES, I've taken to trade shows, and it's just like a real easy form of advertising. Now, maybe this is what Google was not happy with, was those of us that were using it in that functionality. So, but it's gone as of December 6th. So I've got a bunch of beacons. If you want one, I'll program it up, send it to you. You can carry it around. All it will do is promote the website and bring them to geeknewscentral.com when it pops up a notification if they click on it. If you want to carry one, drop me an email and I'll get you one in the email or in the mail. Oh, there we go again. Facebook dropped offline. Why is Facebook dying? Two shows in a row, Facebook has died. It lasted all just recently when we were doing the show with this weekend. But it's crashed. That sucks. All right. Well, one down, others to go. And we're definitely on up on YouTube, obviously. So that's holding tight. And the stream looks good. So beats me. All right. So anyway, that's what's going on here. No really other news except the year is just like it's we're almost into November. It's like, oh my God, where has the year gone? And I'm going to be pretty busy over the next 2 or 3 weeks. I have a lot of projects in work. And then, of course, getting ready for Thanksgiving and then leading up to Christmas and CES. And then everything I've talked about already on the show, the preparation to depart Hawaii sometime early or mid next year. Haven't got an exact date yet, but, it is going to happen. So, and if you didn't catch that on a couple of shows previously and you're just saying, whoa, what's going on? More details, as I have it available. All right. Okay. So let me go over here. And what have I got in the stack? The first thing for you today, of course, over in Mashable, they're reporting that Twitter is reportedly now. That means they're not 100% sure, but Jack Dorsey said at a Twitter event last week that he would get rid of the like function soon. Per the Telegraph, Dorsey said he was not a fan of the heart-shaped button. It used to be a star, remember? So, you know, I like the heart. You know, what is, it gives you an indication if you've had some profound thought that people agreed with, they said yes. Now, I don't always retweet stuff. I'll like a tweet where I won't retweet it. Sometimes I'll do both. That kind of kills the purpose of it, but sometimes I just do the like, right? So I, you know, Twitter's really here. I think they're just a little bit off course. You know, what do you guys think of the heart or the like button? Do you think that they should take it away? Is it going to anger you if they do? I'd love to hear your feedback. And of course, as always, the email for the show is geeknews@gmail.com. According to CNET, in their science and technology section, they're saying that Bitcoin is actually going to ruin the world. Let me read this again. Bitcoin is actually going to ruin the world, climate scientists say. So here's the reason. Bitcoin requires electricity to exist, lots of it. And they say that Bitcoin alone can raise global temperature by 2 degrees Celsius before the year 2048. Do we think Bitcoin is going to be around in 2048? It cracks me up. In the most recent piece of analysis to assert that Bitcoin is bad for the environment, Mother Jones wrote in December that one Bitcoin transaction consumes as much electricity as a household does for a whole week. Environmental publication Grist wrote last year that Bitcoin is slowing the effort to achieve a rapid transition away from fossil fuels. Now, they're not the only cryptocurrency. There's lots of cryptocurrency. The University of Hawaii said, the environmental concern regarding Bitcoin usage arises from the large carbon footprint for such a small share of global cashless transactions and the potential for it to be more broadly used under current technologies. So this came again from the University of Hawaii and an interdisciplinary team of scientists. They say right now Bitcoin emissions aren't bringing the apocalypse, but the real problem would be if Bitcoin become even more popular. Now, here's the kicker. They say that Bitcoin's going to raise the temperature by 2 degrees Celsius, yet if it becomes even more popular. They've said, and these environmentalists have said, that if we can hold the increase in temperature of global temperatures to 1.48 degrees, that essentially apocalypse will not happen. But if we get to 2 degrees, if the planet temperature raises 2 degrees, then everybody's going to die. Well, not exactly, but that's the assertion. But at 1.48, we're all good. So if Bitcoin is going to increase the temperature by 2 degrees Celsius, what is that in degrees? Whatever it ends up being, I guess we're all going to die because of Bitcoin. I just find it a little bit hilarious. But anyway, that's the article. Do you guys, any of you believe this is okay? Let's just refer to the Bitcoin only being able to raise world global temperatures by 2 degrees Celsius. Only Bitcoin, okay? This is the assertion. We're not going to talk about any of the other environmental factors. We're just talking about Bitcoin and electricity usage. What if the Bitcoin's using solar or wind or renewable resources for electricity or nuclear? What then? Oh, my. Apple has finally shut down a security flaw used by a phone cracking vendor. In a move that will likely anger law enforcement, Apple has succeeded in killing an exploit that allows a third-party vendor to crack iPhones for investigators. A few months ago, Apple announced it was fixing the flaw that that allowed products like GrayKey to bypass built-in security features to engage in brute force password guessing. Multiple sources are basically saying that the device can no longer be broken with the passcode hack of any iPhone running iOS 12 or above. On those devices, GrayKey can only do what's called a partial extraction. Sources from the forensic community said that means police using the tool can only draw out unencrypted files and some metadata, such as file size and folder structures. What exactly isn't encrypted on the iPhone? Does anybody know what the list of unencrypted data is on the iPhone? Some in law enforcement may view this as confirmation of their going dark complaints and claim that Apple cares more about its customers than it does fighting crime. So we'll see where this goes. But apparently now Apple has closed the back door until these companies find a new way in. And usually they're not going to really publicize that if they've got a new way in. It's going to be kept very, very quiet, but time will tell here. All right, a lot of hype on 5G, and John C. Dvorak lost his writing job at PC Mag on his poo-pooing of 5G, but 5G is basically aims to end network delays that slow everything down. And I have to admit, sometimes I get really annoyed on my phone. I got 3 bars. I try to load something and it just sits there and spins at me, and finally it updates and you're just like, oh my God, the lag is horrible. But they're saying that 5G is going to essentially to kill lag or latency, as the industry would put it. Faster data is helpful, but a different 5G benefit, they're saying, could actually be a bigger deal, reducing network communication delays called latency. Latency is the time it takes to get a response to information sent. For example, the lag between the moment you try to shoot a space invader and the moment the internet server hosting the game tells your app whether you succeeded. I don't think most gaming apps on your phones are doing that these days, but this lower latency could help the mobile networks a lot. 5G is obviously going to bring more speed, but what's the use of having all the speed and great latent, reduced latency if we're still going to have these arbitrary bandwidth caps that are in place? You know, we're getting all these cool, you know, the 5G is going to bring you equivalent of like your home internet connection type speeds to your phone. And, so, but are you going to run out of data? You know, that's the problem. Now, 5G is really not going to be around in full force until about 2020. So we've got some time to talk about this. You know, gamers love very low latency. They rely on low latency. Matter of fact, my son asked me if he could replace a switch that's in the garage because the switch was a little bit older. He wanted a higher speed switch to hope to you know, pick up a few microseconds here and there, and is really a big difference in gaming, according to him. So, yep, I let him put in a new switch. Now, whether it helped him or not, who knows? But maybe it's the placebo effect. The switch that was in there was a pretty good one to begin with. So, you know, gamers are always looking for that extra couple of milliseconds may be the difference between winning and losing a game. So we'll see here on 5G and what happens in the future. I'm excited about the speed in the areas that's going to be available, but at the same time, okay, we have all this speed, but we're going to run out of bandwidth before we have actually able to use it. Costco's Black Friday, its ad has come early, and this is pretty exciting. You know, it's all, you know, we're already, what are we at, like 3-4 weeks away, 3 weeks away or so from Thanksgiving. And so While it's keeping its brick and mortar stores closed on Thanksgiving Day, Costco will be rolling out majority of its Black Friday deals online. Costco's Black Friday 2018 deals include a significantly discount or direct price discounts on 32 gigabit Apple 9.7 inch iPad for $249. They're going to also offer a Chromebook and Windows laptops for as low as $199 during the actual Thanksgiving Day. There's going to be some laptop deals on Thanksgiving as well. Everything from a Lenovo to a Dell XPS 13, which I love that laptop model. They're also going to be doing some sales on refrigerators. New one gets delivered, I think, on the 5th of November. And then, of course, some TVs. And this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a Black Friday TV to buy for the bedroom. So we'll keep my eye open. But there's a number of televisions that are, of course, the television sales start here really, really soon. So keep an eye out on those as well. So Black Friday for Costco is already on the street. Link will be up in the show notes for you. Of course, we've got a big event coming up from Apple. Apple Insider has some has an article talking about best places to trade in your old iPads and Macs. Buyback World is one. Where's some other sites that you can sell back? My Phone's Unlimited. Where else? Gazelle, of course. They're well known. Even Apple themselves will buy back gear. I'm not super impressed with the trade-in value that Apple actually gives you on stuff. It seems a little bit low, but they definitely got a good mix of companies here that will buy back or you can trade in for other gear. So I have that up for you, of course, in the show notes as well. Over in Lifehacker, they've got a good article. You're talking about how you can take 600 online courses for free. You know, information and knowledge is very, very powerful. Universities ranging from MIT to Harvard to Berklee College of Music offer the courses, and many of them are self-paced. So you can take them whenever convenient. Example, blockchain technology, DNA, biology's genetic code from Rice, Hamlet's Ghost from Harvard, Lean Research Skills for Conducting Interviews from MIT, Mandarin Chinese Essentials from Mandarin X, Mind of the Universe, Robots and Society, Blessings or Curse from Delft University of Technology, Probability, Basic Concepts and Discrete Random Variables. Oh, that sounds like a fun one. From Purdue. Problem Solving, Programming, and Video Games from University of Alberta, and many, 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 many more. And you can search through their courses. This is pretty cool. And it's class-central.com. Class-central.com is the website. So link will be up, of course, in the show notes for you to check that out as well. Always love astronomy photos. And as a matter of fact, it's been a while since I updated any of my backgrounds. So I was looking through these photos, and some of them are really pretty impressive. And individuals taking true landscape photos. Let me see if I can bring some of these up here. Backgrounds from cityscape. Some of these are just wowzers. They really, really are. An eclipse photo. What is this? Is this a dark side? Is this a moon image? It just goes on and on and on. Some very, very cool pictures here to add that you can put in rotation for your desktop. It just kind of brightens my day when I come to the morning and click on the space bar and bring the machine out of sleep and saw this nice Cosmo image. It really is something, and it makes you kind of start the day going, we're just a little speck out here in the middle of the universe. All right, the 6 best websites to find used laptops for sale. So sometimes you don't need a new laptop. You know, the way machines are now and how well they perform, you know, you can buy some older machines and do pretty good. I'd be careful, though, on how old you buy, though. You know, as an example, one of these sites is Facebook Marketplace and talks about MacBooks that are like 2010 models and so forth. And the price on them are pretty high. I'd be really hesitant to, you know, give half of maybe market value for a laptop that's that old. So you just be careful when you're shopping around and what you're looking for, okay? Because, you know, some of these deals, some of the prices are a little, to me, are a little bit, you know, I want to hold up a little bit, but definitely check them out. Again, this is an article that's over at makeuseof.com. And of course, I have a link up in the show notes. Hey, Waze has added a built-in audio player to spice up your commute. So they have Pandora, TuneIn, and Spotify are available. So whatever your pleasure there is. Oh, and I think they have iHeart as well. We don't need to listen to radio. You need to listen to podcasts. And you can find podcasts on Deezer. Or, of course, you can find podcasts on Spotify as well. So definitely check those out. IBM is going to acquire Red Hat. What? So IBM is going to acquire Red Hat in a deal valued at $34 billion. So prior to the acquisition, Red Hat's market capitalization stood at approximately $20.5 billion. The acquisition is by far IBM's largest deal ever and the third biggest in the history of the U.S. tech industry. $34 billion. Pretty exciting purchase there. According to a joint statement, IBM will pay cash to buy all shares in Red Hat at $190 each. Shares in Red Hat closed at $116.68 on Friday before the deal was announced. Congratulations to all of you that hold Red Hat stock. You just winner, winner, chicken dinner, $190 a share. Amazing. So if you think about this, being the third largest in the history of the United States, excluding the AOL Time Warner merger, the only deals larger were the $67 billion merger between Dell and EMC in 2016 and JDS Uniphase, which was a $41 billion acquisition of optical component supplier SDL in 2000, just as the dot-com bubble was bursting. So Red Hat started 25 years ago. Amazing. Does it make any of you apprehensive what they're going to do with it? Be interesting to watch for sure. Amazon Smile, this is the charity arm of Amazon, has raised over $100 million for charity since what year? Oh, almost 5 years ago. So the online retail announced it's made 100 million charitable donations through the program since launching almost 5 years ago. Now, Amazon hasn't broke down how much each participating charity has raised through the campaign, only that hundreds of thousands of charities have been able to expand their meaningful work thanks to the donations they received through Amazon Smile. So Amazon is also pumping up the incentives for this week. Purchases between now and November 2nd will qualify for a donation of 5% on eligible products. That's apparently around 10 times the normal donation rate, according to the company. There are currently north of 1 million charities to choose from. And have you guys ever done this with Amazon? I have to say they really haven't paid attention to it. I guess I will have to start looking at it. All right, Sony has revealed all 20 PlayStation Classic games. So U.S. and European gamers are getting the same exact lineup of games, while Japan's 20 differs. Though eight game changes, but there's still going to be some disappointment as the number of classics PlayStation titles are absent. Silent Hill and Castlevania are both missing, which I'm not familiar with either of those particular games. So anyway, they've got the lineup that they've announced. So here they are: Battle Arena Toshiden, Cool Borders 2, Destruction Derby, Final Fantasy VII, Grand Theft Auto, Intelligent Cube, Jumping Flash, Metal Gear Solid, Mr. Driller, Odd World's Abe's Odyssey, Rayman, Resident Evil Director's Cut, Revelations Persona, Ridge Racer Type 4, Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Turbo, Siphon Filter, Taken 3, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, Twisted Metal, and Wild Arms. The only game I recognize there with Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six. So there are some omissions that I'm sure is going to disappoint some of you. But again, this is a lineup at least that they've announced for this this classic PlayStation that's going to be released. Okay. Walmart shaves $125 off the 128 gig iPad mini. Does that mean the iPad mini is going away? Why the big price drop? So we'll have to see what happens here. But that's a pretty big discount. If you're looking to pick up an iPad mini, again, $125 off the 128 gig version. USA Today is reporting, and I guess I don't normally talk too much about this kind of stuff on the show, but, you know, obviously over the weekend, we had the synagogue that left 11 dead. And I know we have some Jewish listeners of the show. And with any of these tragedies that happens, you know, your heart goes out to the families and the victims and hopefully for swift justice for the perpetrator on this. A total and absolute whack job. But apparently, and I don't know if we've talked about this social network on this show before, and I was trying to think about that a little bit tonight as I was going through, you know, what Kirk had come up to for the show tonight, and Gab.com is the social network that was used by this heinous individual. That basically, Gab today has been down. In a statement, GoDaddy confirmed that it has given Gab 24 hours to switch providers after claiming the website violated its terms of service. GoDaddy investigated and discovered numerous instances of content on the site that both promises and encourages violence against people, read a statement from GoDaddy. Medium, an online publishing tool, suspended Gab's account, which was used to release statements, including right after the synagogue attack on Saturday. In a statement posted on Gab, CEO Andrew Torba said it will fight to stay online in the wake of the Pittsburgh attack. So, the accused, I don't even want to say his name, appeared to have an account on Gab where he posted multiple anti-Semitic messages. So, you know, when a 97-year-old survivor of the Holocaust, which, and if I got the information wrong, I apologize, lost her life in this, and along with 11 other victims. It's just disgusting. It truly, truly is. So anyway, Gab is apparently where some of these folks that are like this have been hanging out. So they're pulling the site down, and we'll keep an eye on that as well. You know, I'm sure that any of these sites has this small faction of whack jobs that are on it. And for the people that are trying to use any type of service in a constructive way, they're the ones that are, you know, obviously it's nothing compared to the loss of life. Let's be very, very clear. But, you know, just one whack job, it brings the site down. So again, I'm not too familiar with the content on that site. Some say it's a real alt-right website. I don't know if that's true or not. Again, I haven't been on it myself, but they're off. That particular site is offline. Again, heart goes out to the victims and the victims' family. None of this is good. All right, Wisconsin. According to The Verge, this $4.1 billion Foxconn has turned into a boondoggle. And apparently back in 17, it was a veritable love fest when the Governor Scott Walker and Fox Chairman Terry Gao announced their plan to create a heavily subsidized manufacturing plant in southeastern Wisconsin. Well, these promises for money has increased to as much as $4.1 billion. And then Foxconn is not going to come in with as big or as sophisticated a plant as they had hoped or had basically negotiated. So it looks like that this $4.1 billion payback, this, you know, this incentive can take as long as 2050 to recoup. Some doubt that the subsidy will ever be recouped. But anyway, that this was to, based on the number of employees that this factory is supposed to employ, the tax incentive was equal to $230,000 or more per job. It's crazy if you think about that. So, yeah, I don't know if Wisconsin's getting as good a deal as they thought they were going to get. And it's too bad. Foxconn's probably going to laugh all the way to the bank. So I guess if they can get a, you know, better terms and not have to spend as much money and not have to hire as many Americans, it's, you know, they kind of just thumb their nose, I guess, right? Jane Patterson's next novel will be released on Facebook Messenger. Apparently, there's an interactive reading experience that will be available starting October 30th. And I'm thinking, how do you read a book on Messenger? Really? The Kindle's got it down cold. But I can't imagine reading a book in Facebook Messenger. They are going to have to make some serious changes to make that a good experience. I just can't imagine it. So anyway, you're going to be able to read Jane Patterson's The Chef on, yes, Facebook Messenger. I'm just like, if anyone gets it, please tell me what the experience. I don't know if they're giving the book away for free. Maybe they are. Is this some sort of a promotion? I'm sure. It looks like maybe it's going to be free. Who knows? They don't say in the article. But on Messenger, doesn't sound like a good experience. iOS 12.1 expected release on October 30th. And of course, we know that Apple's hosting an event tomorrow, or for many of you, it's today, where there's expected to be new iPads and Mac-related announcements, but there's also going to be the iOS release of 12.1. For those who are wondering what the big deal is about iOS 12.1, it's going to represent a pretty big update for as far as iOS 12 is concerned. It was previously confirmed that the date will bring group FaceTime and also enable dual SIM for new iPhones. Beautiful. So if either of these features is something you've been waiting for, then tomorrow will be the day. All right. One of those SIMs will be a digital SIM. So I'm excited to see that. Why they haven't had this in the iPhone already, I don't know. DJI has made a new, sort of new drone. It's called the Mavic 2 Enterprise. And it looks like a Mavic, except the difference here is this particular Mavic, you can mount stuff to it. It'll carry a little bit of a payload, everything from a light to a speaker. They're going to be using this largely the accessories that are being sold with it is for emergency operations and search and rescue. And it'll also have a beacon on it so you actually be able to see the drone from a couple miles away. One of those high intensity flashing ones. Oftentimes it's very hard to see a drone in both daylight and dark because just the lights on it aren't bright enough. And technically you're not supposed to lose visual of your drone. So this would be kind of cool. See how this turns out. But anyway, this is a new drone, $2,000 is the base price on this bad boy. So, and again, it doesn't look much different than a regular Mavic. All right, switching up gears here. Jet.com is the first online retailer selling Blue Apron meal kits. And I'm kind of like, all right, I'm not necessarily a big fan of Blue Apron, but if you shop at Jet.com, which up to today, I didn't even really know what Jet.com was. You can buy your Blue Apron meals through them. Also, Apple is investigating reports of student workers in factories. Again, Human rights group SACOM believes one of Apple's suppliers illegally using child laborers underneath the title of intern. But these high school interns are working night shifts. Yeah, so I'm sure that these are just child labor is what this is. So a number of students reported being made work overnight in night shifts, which is illegal under Chinese labor laws. The high schoolers were supposedly sent to factories by teachers, wonder if by punishment or and a number of the students said they were told they would not graduate if they didn't complete the internship. And they're working beyond 40 hours per week, limited by Chinese law. So let's be frank. It's Asia. They're going to do what they're going to do. If you don't think kids aren't working in sweatshops and most of the places of stuff coming out of China, you would be sadly mistaken. They say, oh, cannot have children working, but yeah, whatever. Walmart's going to open an Amazon Go style Sam Club store. I haven't been in Sam's in probably more than a year, maybe around Christmas year, last year I was in Sam's. But, and be honest with you, what really turned me off from Sam's? Well, let me tell you what happens when you go to Costco. I was in Costco on Sunday and I was looking for some GoPro accessories. I'd been to Best Buy, couldn't find what I wanted. I rolled the dice thinking maybe Costco would have some. They didn't. But, you know, I ended up walking the store anyway. Picked up some shipping boxes, some shipping blankets, and some stuff like that. And the part that is always after checkout, at least in the Costco's here, is you can get a dog. You can get a dog and a soda for $1.50. Or you can, here in Hawaii, you can get chili. Their chili's really good. So I bought two tins of chili, brought that home. But last time I was in Sam's, the food court area at Sam's was horrendous. Bad service. The food didn't taste good. And it just kind of like set me off. And I haven't been back to Sam's. And maybe that's part of it. We still have a Sam's membership. But anyways, Walmart and Sam's is going to replicate an Amazon Go store. Here sounds like we're working the company's new store, Infused Warehouse Store. First shoppers will download the Sam Club Now app. And this is for the Dallas store. They'll use the app to scan items as they toss it into their cart. When it's time to check out, they'll push their cart over to a Sam's Club worker who will scan a code on their phone. So basically, they're just replacing checkers. That's all they're doing here. The 32,000 square foot facility, which is about a quarter size of a standard Sam's Club, has no launch date yet. Also, it's going to have limited items. So, same day grocery type of stuff. All right, I got it. So all they're really doing is eliminating checkout. You still have to scan the item with your phone. You know, I'd rather just go up to checkout and let them check me out because I can throw stuff in the cart faster than stop and scan, stop and scan, stop and scan. Over on the register, there's an interesting, I don't know if this is a concept article or if it's the real deal. Kaspersky Labs and University of Oxford Functional Neurosurgery Group warned in a joint paper that the brain stimulation devices used to treat disorders like Parkinson's and OCD carry with them security vulnerabilities that would potentially allow an attacker to manipulate the medical implants. Those flaws include things like vulnerabilities in the web apps used to administer the device, and bugs in the tablet and smartphone applications doctor used to set up and record data from the implants, as well as poor practices like using default passwords and unencrypted data transmission. So, you know, I think we've talked about devices that are embedded in us having these types of issues before. This is something that is obviously a real world case now. And just imagine, it takes a real sick individual, though, to mess with someone's medical implants. But it's pretty scary to think that they could to begin with. In the UK, they're introducing a new type of tax. It's called a digital service tax. So the Brits are obviously looking for some new revenue streams here with Brexit pending. But they're going to take a 2% of revenues generated by tech giants, according to Sky News. A tax would skim cash off of what the companies make from services like online advertising and streaming content. The government believes such a tax could raise more than £400 million or $512 million each year. And they're going to only go after the biggest tech firms, Facebook, Amazon, Apple. So the companies have to be profitable, making at least US$640 million per year in global revenue. So what happens when each country, now is it only 2% of revenue earned in the UK, or is it global earnings? Kind of scary if you think about that. If it's global earnings, I can understand UK earnings, but global? Google may offer a subscription service for Android apps. It's called Play Pass. It may offer hundreds of dollars of titles for a monthly fee. So basically, you get a whole bunch of apps for a one flat fee per month. So again, they may offer this. How many of you are using Wi-Fi calling on your phone? Well, they've done some surveys and not a lot of people are. I don't even know if it's even possible on an iPhone to even turn something like that on. But if you're in a bad reception area and you have Wi-Fi and need to make a call, I guess it could come in very handy. So if you guys using that feature, love to hear from you. Geeknews@gmail.com. There's been a leak of the Asus Zenfone 6. And I have to admit, it's got the most ugly notch of all phones. And I know many of you looking at the screen can't see it right now, but it's a tiny little like notch in the like upper right corner. And it's obviously another camera. It is kind of ugly, to be frank. I don't understand why they did that. I guess they thought they were giving people more screen. It is really an ugly design. I just have to admit. If you're looking for some unlocked phones, if you're looking for some discount phones, it is going to be time to start shopping for Christmas. So if you've got some kids in the house that want a phone, but you don't want to go all out and buy a top-end item, they've got the Motorola Moto G6. They've got the Honor 7X. They've got the Moto E5 Play. They've got the Nokia 3.1. They've got the Blue Life 1X3. They got the Nokia 2. So a whole bunch of phones here under $200. Most of these phones are like $129, $149. Oh, there's one, $199. So the Moto M6 or the Moto G6, excuse me, looks to be like a pretty nice phone. It's $200. Again, of course, Android devices, obviously. So you don't need to spend thousands. If you're for a kid that needs his first phone, he's going to break it anyway. So get him one of these cheap phones. It's not necessarily a burner phone, but a good starter phone. Amazon's budget-friendly Fire tablet lineup is even cheaper this week. So their kid-focused tablets have been discounted since last week. Sales have been extended. And depending on the tablet you choose, there's an additional $10 to $30 off until November 3rd. That's not a bad option for those that were already under $100 price point, okay? So a link will be up for that to take a look. And also Anker, they've got an Anker charger, a plug-in charger that includes a USB-C PD and Power IQ 2.0 port. So again, I'm a big fan of Anker chargers and so forth. So this is something that's available. It's how much is the price on it? $30. And you have to use Anker B23 to get the discount on checkout. All right, let's see here. I think that wraps me up for articles. Let's see what we've got. And if I've got any email, not that. Here we go. Yeah, that's going to wrap me up. We're going to bring it to an end. Not bad. 55 minutes. And I've got dry mouth tonight. Don't know what's happening with the Facebook live stream, so I apologize about that. We seem to be on everywhere else. Two of the other Facebook, of course, those of you that know, I'm also streaming to the Geek News Central Facebook page. So if the main Facebook page isn't live, you can go over to the Geek News Central page, which many of you already know about. It's live there. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube. So all those locations. So and definitely if you don't see the stream up when you think it should be, take a jump over to one of those other sites and join me if you watch live. Again, hope you had a great show with me here. Thank you for supporting the show. And of course, if you're not an insider, this is a great time to become an insider. Come in at the $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month level. You know, who among us, how many of you can't afford the $2 level? Come in at $2, come in at $5. You know, per month to support the show. And I hope that you consider doing so. Again, it's been my pleasure to bring you a show. I'll be back with you on Thursday. And I think I am over the jet lag finally, by the way. But as always, running like crazy here. Things never change. All right, everyone, take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.